Greetings, and Yahweh Skenegagwego. I'm thankful you're well. You're listening to Gino. If you're tuning in for the first time today, Gino is a Seneca word for music or song. I'm your host, Brett Mabee, and each week we take a listen to some amazing music from different indigenous artists from all across Turtle Island. You are hereby cordially invited to enjoy the music and the chat. I'm excited to welcome my good friend Julian Taylor back on the show. Julian is of Mohawk and West Indian descent, currently residing in Toronto. He's had a lot of experience over the last 25 years, learned some hard lessons with his first band, Staggered Crossing, mixed things up with the Julian Taylor Band, was nominated for 2 Junos with his last album, The Ridge, and here we're talking about his latest offering, Beyond the Reservoir. And to kick things off, sing along with Moonlight. You're listening to Gino.
At the corner of Avenue Road and Eglinton, there was a delicatessen on the northwest side of the street. I met my aunt there on my 21st birthday to grab something to eat. That was a moment that changed just about everything. Such a kind and thoughtful gesture from our past adventures when she was my chaperone. From the East Coast to the West Coast, and then back home. She handed me a silver ring with an ordinary stone. One that I'd picked up on the beach nearly 20 years ago. Growing up, I wanted the world to see me, but I didn't want to be me. So I shed my skin and became a restless hollow shadow trying to fit in. Skipping stones on the water, watching ripples alter, the relative cognizance seeps into our very own relevance and culture.
sadness and the sorrow, and every tomorrow makes you who you are. The pain and the suffering, the hope of recovering makes us who we are. The love and the laughter and everything that matters makes us who we are. Our troubles and worries and all of our stories make us who we are. Every distraction and every course of action makes us who we are. Smile on our faces, and all of our places make us who we are. The highs and the lows, and everyone we know makes us who we are.
Moonlight, a brand new offering from Julian Taylor, is found on his amazing new release, Beyond the Reservoir, kicking off our listening on today's edition of Gyno. Now, for the new listener out there, JT is a long returning guest to Gyno. It's wonderful to welcome you back to Gyno today. Nyawiskano, how are you doing, JT?
I'm well. How are you?
All in all things considered, I'm doing well, especially since I get to catch up with you and talk about your amazing craft today. Of course, you know, we're going to be talking most specifically about the new release. However, yeah, for the sake of the new listener out there, let's go ahead and start with a little bit of an introduction, if you would, please.
Yeah, sure. I am a singer-songwriter who's been at the game for about 25 years now. And I'm of West Indian descent as well as Mohawk descent. And I like to be looked at as, you know, a singer-songwriter first and foremost when it comes to my craft and my art. And my first band was called Standard Crossing. That was a band that I had in high school that started in 1996 and lasted until 2007. We put out four records. And then I went on to do my project with the Julian Taylor Band, which is a more funk, soul, pop, rock, fusion kind of collective. Mm-hmm. And we put out four records as well. And recently, the pandemic sort of forced me to do it, but I went off because I couldn't tour with a band, so I couldn't tour at all, actually. I ended up doing a solo record called The Rich, which is my second solo record. My first is called Absence of the Sun. And now I've just released another solo record called Beyond the Reservoir. So I've been a label owner myself, like an independent label owner. I've hosted my own radio shows, pretty much everything I can to stay alive in this game and keep on bringing people my craft and my art, as well as support my fellow artists in the independent community. You know?
Oh, 100%. You're always... just so involved, I got to ask, there's not a whole lot you don't do or haven't done in the music industry, huh?
Yeah, not much.
Well, and of course, you know, as is typically the case, I think, with a lot of independent musicians, and as I'm looking at the biography on your website, you know, your time with Staggered Crossing, I mean, that's your first real dip into the scene, and you learned a lot of hard lessons throughout that time, so much so that it burned you out, too, a little bit, yeah? You had to take a step back and kind of reconvene?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, honestly, there's so many times where I think that I need to step back, and that was the longest duration of time that I did step back from the whole thing. It was pretty hurtful, and it's a hard gig, you know? It's hard for musicians now. It was hard for them then, and all I know is that you got to have rhino skin and real endurance as well as confidence to keep going in this business. It's not easy.
Most definitely. And you know what I like the most, I think, about your various incarnations is how different these sounds are. You know what I mean? I've been a fan of like Tech Noir, the Julian Taylor Band release, for a number of years. And, you know, of course, now as you step aside and go solo, we're seeing a more refined, a more focused Julian as well. Yeah.
I mean, I think that I've gone deeper into my world and shared that with people. So if that's what you mean, then yeah.
I guess specifically I'm talking, like what you just mentioned, the depth of lyrical content. And something that really stands out from the last time we talked is how meticulous you are in your songwriting process, you know.
I've really paid a lot of attention to detail. I wanted to tell a story that I thought would help other people as well. And people like me who have gone through similar, you know, feelings of being, you know, lonely or left out or displaced, or similar feelings about love and relationships and life itself and why we're here and what we're doing, how to help others. And it's all that in a nutshell, I suppose.
Yeah. As I was getting ready for today's conversation as well, I was reflecting back on all the amazing success you've had with The Ridge. Let's talk a little bit about that just for a couple minutes. I mean, you were nominated for, what, 2 Junos with that album, yeah?
I was nominated for 2 Junos, which is the equivalent of Canada's Grammys. Mm-hmm. I actually nominated for 5 Native Music Awards. I won Solo Artist of the Year at the Canadian Folk Music Awards. And I'm just continuing to do what I'm doing, obviously, and hope that it resonates with people.
I think the music definitely speaks for itself. And, you know, these are the kinds of songs we need, I think, in these turbulent times, you know. And, of course, we're going to dive back into our listening at this time from Beyond the Reservoir. And I thought it'd be nice if you could help introduce this next track we're going to hear.
It's the middle song in the record. And it really is meant to tie the whole thing together in a lot of ways, because the song's written about, you know, perseverance, strength, durability, and germination in a lot of ways. I wrote the song after, you know, a few of those news stories about unmarked graves were coming out here in Canada. And it was the first time that, I guess, Canadians were really subjected to such information. I mean, people have been telling me stories for years and years, and no one would believe them. But I guess, what do they say? Innocent until proven guilty, and sure, certainly proven guilty. So I wanted to pay homage to the children that lost their lives and the families that lost those children, and also to pay homage to the strength, like I said, and resilience of the culture. Myself coming from 2 Indigenous cultures, being, you know, African and First Nations, I really wanted to say that here are 2 peoples that genocide was committed against, and yet they're still standing here and thriving and growing. And I would say that myself and my sister and sibling daughter all speak of germination for the next wave of wonderful stories and lessons that are backgrounds have to offer the world. What's interesting about the song is that even though I wrote it for those purposes, I played it live now, and it seems to resonate with a lot more people than I thought it did. I had a gentleman come up whose grandparents survived the Holocaust, and he said, "Wow, man, that song really resonated with me and my family." And I thought, what a wonderful thing to be able to hear from someone. That is a universal.
It's definitely a testament to the healing nature of music. And of course, I think it's time that we just get back into the listening and give the listeners a treat today. Before our time is up, I got one coming from Ka Chung, also the one and only, the late, great Willie Dunn. We're also going to be hearing from the likes of Samantha Crane and Yahtzeen, but kicking things off is my man JT, Julian Taylor from Beyond the Reservoir. Turn it up and sing along. Asara no ote. The song's called Seeds, and you're listening to Gaino. Mm-hmm.
Now here you are, you're in full flower. You're flexible in all your power. You got all the sunlight in the air that you need. They tried to bury us, but they didn't know we were seeds. Now here you stand, hour after hour, strong as an oak, tall as a tower. The storm keeps raging, but you never pay no heed. They tried to bury us, but they didn't know we were seeds. Somehow, everything eventually dreams. Someday, somehow, everyone eventually dreams. Someday. Now see you shining strong and clear. No one can stop a good idea. Nobody like you. There's nobody like you. I was a flower, I was an oak. I was provoked, and when I awoke, I started grazing for all the things that I need. They tried to bury us, but they didn't know we were seeds. They tried to bury us, but they didn't know we were seeds. Somehow, everything eventually dreams. Someday, somehow, everyone eventually dreams. Someday. They knocked you down, erased your name. You stood your ground and wouldn't change. You found your place now, standing alongside the trees. They tried to bury us, but they didn't know we were seeds. You are a star and you are hope. Smoke signals in the air of hope. From the darkest depths that our hearts can be freed. They tried to bury us, but they didn't know we were seeds. They tried to bury us, but they didn't know we were seeds. Somehow, everything eventually dreams. Someday. Somehow, everyone eventually dreams. Someday, somehow, everything eventually dreams. Someday, somehow, everyone eventually dreams. Someday.
Seneca Allegheny Territory of the Seneca Nation. I'm Justin Woodmansey from the band Alamantra, and you are listening to Native Voice One.
All set up and ready to go. Music's playing on the radio. I'm on my way to the coast. I'm on my way to the coast.
Time is precious when I'm with you.
nothing sweeter than loving you and making plans. And oh, the things we will see. Take me to the water where I wanna be. Take me to the water where I wanna be. Yeah, we'll bathe in the water and be so free. Bathing in the water, we'll be free. All set up and ready to go.
This is Shawnee Kish. I'm Two-Spirit singer-songwriter Mohawk from the Six Nations Grand River living in Edmonton, and you are listening to Gyno.
Thank you.
Welcome back. You're listening to Gyno. If you're just now tuning in, I'm having a great discussion today with Julian Taylor about his new album, Beyond the Reservoir. And of course, before we do talk specifically about the songs on this release, let's go ahead and talk about your recommendation today. Why do people have to know Crownlands?
They're a group out of Oshawa. They actually won the Juno the same year that I was nominated for Best Breakout Group of the Year. They are a duo and pounding out beautiful, heavy rock sounds. Like, you know how when you listen to rock and roll back in the old days and you're like, this is what it's all about? I found that I was lost and I couldn't find a rock and roll group that was really doing that. All of a sudden, Crownlands comes around and they're also singing about really important topics on top of it. So they have the social and political angle to all of their songwriting and trying to make a difference in the world, but also headbanging crowds all over the world. It's really great. Cody's an amazing singer, and I just really have a lot of admiration for them.
They certainly give you hope that rock and roll is alive and well, yeah.
Yeah.
Julian, let's pivot a little bit now and talk specifically about Beyond the Reservoir, and I guess let's start with the title. You're an artist who puts a lot of meaning into everything, whether it's lyrics or packaging or, as we were talking, the attention to detail. Take us a little bit through the title of the album.
Yeah, sure. Beyond the Reservoir is a place, actually. St. Clair Reservoir was a place that a lot of my friends and I went to hang out. We kind of just loitered around. It was the first time I really, got into a lot of trouble, I guess. I was up to no good in a lot of ways. A lot of us were. And the idea behind this title, I was originally going to call it Thieves, actually, but I didn't. I was looking for another way to tell the story. And Beyond the Reservoir is really about going further in life. Because a reservoir is a stagnant body of water.
Sure.
And going further and past the pain and the suffering and the confusion and the loneliness that you suffered as an adolescent person in order to become an adult person and share your life with others. The photo on the record is actually an archive photo from the Toronto Archives. And I found it was so interesting because they do look like trees and they're cement trees, which is also something in the record that stands for something as well. It's a metaphor to the destruction of our humanity in a way. And where are we going to go from there? How do we get past that as well? And the other third sort of element of it is that, I didn't grow up on a reservation. I grew up in Toronto. I have family who grew up on a reservation. And I also wanted to say that there's, a whole bunch of people that I think are rediscovering their identity and or who already, like myself, already knew that, but that are also important in the discussion when it comes to what we do moving forward as people.
It's taking the statement, every child matters, and really taking that, I think, a step further and making sure that nobody feels like they're not being included in the conversation as well. And, Julian, you've done some amazing work using your voice and helping to provide a healing balm, but also to talk about issues. And some of the themes on this album do get a little bit heavy as well. But before we talk about the next track, let's stick with the production of the album. Are you working with the same team as you did on The Ridge?
Yeah, pretty much. We did actually add a string section, which is the first time I've ever done that, which was super fun. Yeah. I'd never done that. And it adds a whole different layer to the record, of course, because strings evoke such emotion in different ways. They sort of color things for us, and even when you're watching a movie, the soundtrack and the string arrangements behind things certainly take you on a journey. And I felt like this was such a great opportunity to use that kind of instrumentation to create that sort of human response, an emotional response rather, I Am a Tree is an example where I really was hoping that that the idea of it being like a children's song was something that you could hear in the string arrangement and lyrics and stuff.
In addition to the strings, which do add a nice layer into the ambiance of the album as well, let's talk about your other collaborators. Who else are you bringing into the project?
We had Eric, who plays pedal steel. He's a wonderful pedal steel player. I love him. And Dalla sings backup vocals. They're great. My cousins, Gene Diabo and Barry Diabo, they live in Gunawage. They're part of the rhythm section on this record. It's interesting because they are the rhythm section on all of the Ridge, and I wanted them to be on this record, but we had a pandemic, and I couldn't get some musicians together for a while. So this record was tricky to make, actually, you know. I got to admit, Brett. We had to stop and re-record and then start again and then start again three different times just because of regulations and whatnot that the government had put on people, you know?
Well, despite all the obstacles, it's still a beautifully seamless piece, you know, when treated as a whole, you know what I mean?
Oh, man, I appreciate it.
Julian, let's get back into the listening now. And this next track is, of course, one of the songs that I was mentioning that has a heavier theme on it. It's called Murder 13. Take us a little bit through this one.
It's a tough one to talk about, but my friend that I grew up with, you know, he was the 13th murder here in the city of Toronto in 2005. I'd always tried to write this song since then because it was such a moment in life that really affected me, you know.
Yeah.
It was not the only friend that I had that was murdered, but this was the circumstances behind it were quite violent and really horrible in a lot of ways. And I decided that we would go approach the song in his point of view rather than talk about the incident for many reasons. Also, one being my own safety, because no one was actually jailed or convicted of the murder.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a black kid, and one of the things that I do address on this record is black boys being murdered. I do it a couple of times in this record, and Murder 13 is the first time it comes up. It also comes up in the song Stolen Land. It's just a really hard thing to go through and talk about, and I wanted to honor his memory in the most positive possible way, but also to tell the story of something very tragic.
I used to play here, Dad on the restaurant downstairs. Out there in the parking lot, a couple of fold-out chairs. Down the block was Bedford Park. A lot of my friends went there. It wasn't nothing much, it could have been anywhere. Could have been anywhere. And I've had enough. Excuse me, I'm leaving now. Just don't feel like being here anymore. Yes, I've had enough. Excuse me, I'm leaving now. Just don't feel like being here anymore. Do you remember Kay's party? First year the Blue Jays won. How could you forget that Joe Carter game winning home run? Some of us got lost, some of us got crazy. Running down Young Street, we were so young. We were so young. And I've had enough. Excuse me, I'm leaving now. Just don't feel like being here anymore. Yes, I've had enough.
just don't feel like being here anymore. School, we all started dealing. That's when I called you, and I was in over my head. Asked you to make a drop. Think about it's all you said. That's when our paths uncrossed, and I'm glad they did. Well, I've had enough. Excuse me, I'm leaving. I just don't feel like being here anymore. Yes, I've had enough. Excuse me, I'm leaving. I just don't feel like being here anymore. My name is Alex. I was murdered.